Say, if you want to become a Christian, slay yourself. Deny yourself all the things that yourself longs for and wants and hopes for. Be willing to die and slavishly submit in obedience to Jesus Christ. That doesn't sell. That's not smart marketing. It just happens to be the truth. So what do you want to do? Get someone artificially converted? That's the popular way. Give people the illusion they're saved when they're not, so that someday when they face Christ, they're going to say, Lord, Lord, and He's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. The gospel has to be the gospel. You want to follow me then? The principle is, it's the end of you if you want to follow me. It's the end of you. You don't exist anymore. Paul said it this way, for to me to live is what? Christ. And to die is? I've learned how to be abased and how to abound. I've learned how to have things and not have things. Doesn't matter. If I live, I live to the Lord. If I die, I die unto the Lord. What's the difference? I'm the Lord's. That's the attitude. Men want glory. They want health. They want wealth. They want happiness. They want all their felt needs met, all their little human itches scratched. They want a painless life. They want the crown without the cross. They want the gain without the pain. That's how people think. That's not God's interest. The author of our salvation, according to Hebrews 2:10, was made perfect through suffering, and so are we as well, taken through the crucible of suffering. And where we suffer, first of all, is in the death of all hopes, all ambitions, all desires, all longings, all needs that are human. That's the point. So you want to be a Christian. It's not easy. You'd think it was easy. Today, if you want to be a Christian, pray these little words. Pray this little prayer and you'll be a Christian. It's not easy to be a Christian. Let me show you some things. Matthew 7:13. This is, again, the teaching of our Lord. Matthew 7:13, Sermon on the Mount, familiar words, verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate. First of all, become a Christian, you're going through a narrow gate. The idea of narrow here means constricted. I mean, it's one of those things that you have to kind of go through. It's very, very tight. You can't carry anything through it. You come through with nothing. There is a wide gate, but it leads to destruction.